So on Saturday afternoon, you played at the Air Canada Centre, and then last night you got to go to an NBA game at the ACC to see the Raptors play. So Jason from Markham wants to know, how did you like watching the Raptors, and did you have good seats?
Well, I was excited, really. I like basketball a lot. It's one of my favorite sports, so because my mom used to play. So about seats, it wasn't really good seats. I mean, it was on top, on 300, so... And the guys make jokes on me in the morning, so they said I watched from CN Tower, you know. But I mean, that was my first experience, so I was really excited, and I get a chance to see Durant and Westbrook Day, one of my favorite players in NBA, so it was really nice.
Fun. So Louis Gilbert on Twitter wants to know, what music plays in the locker room before a game?
My music, actually. I put my music, yeah, so...
So you get to control the music in the dressing room?
Well, last couple games, yeah, the boys give me a chance, so I don't know, I'm not a big fan of country, so I like more like techno and rap, mm-hmm. this stuff, so yeah, we're listening to rap and techno before we go on the ice.
A lot of Drake in Toronto?
Drake? Yeah, a couple good songs from him, yeah.
So describe the atmosphere of the dressing room after a win compared to after a loss.
Well, it's always tough. I mean, like when you lose the game and it's no one happy, right? Because obviously you're trying, you put effort, and some things doesn't go well. So we're more quiet after games. We try and just, I don't know, try and forget right away that game, what happened in the ice. And obviously when we win the game and we're all happy, we all smiling, and we, you know, it's fun. It's fun to win.
Okay, Amanda from Seattle wants to know, what's your favorite thing to do when you're on the bus or on the plane?
I don't know, trying to get to sleep maybe, like, I don't know, usually I can't sleep on the bus or plane, it's tough for me, I can't sleep when I'm sitting down, so I'm trying to play games on my iPhone or iPad or wherever, watch a movie on the plane and listen to music.
Okay. So you played your junior hockey with the Saskatoon Blades and the Everett Silver Tips. So yeah. Julia from Lake Ketchum wants to know, how much do you miss Everett?
A lot. I miss my junior career a lot, because it was so much fun. All the guys and fans too, you know, it was crazy, especially in Everett. We had good team, had a good year, and the crowd was good on our games. So I was excited to play there, especially games against Seattle. It was sold out, so it was awesome. I miss it a lot.
Max Pacioretty recently said that he doesn't think McCarron has ever shaved in his life. And when McCarron was asked, he said that he shaves every 3 weeks, as a matter of fact. So Bobby from Montreal wants to know, how often do you shave?
I'm not a huge beard guy, so like... I don't know, probably like, yeah, same, three weeks, maybe months. I don't know, I'm not mustache guy or not crazy beard guy, so yeah, around 3 weeks too.
Melina from Montreal wants to know, if you were a coach and you could choose from all the players in the NHL, who would you want as your starting six?
That's really a tough one. I don't know, if I would be coach, I would, first of all, I would take Price in that, for sure.
Okay.
That's 100%. On defense, I would put Erik Karlsson and let's say Drew Doughty.
Okay.
And forward would be Crosby, Jimmy Benn, and let's take a Russian. Let's be Datsuk.
Okay. Okay, so John on Twitter had a couple questions for you. He wants to know, do you prefer to play center or wing?
I'll be honest, it's tough one. Like, I played a lot in the wing basically all my career, and this year I started playing center, and I like it a lot. So I know, I think I'd rather play in the center now. Like, after a couple games I played in center, I would like to play center.
And then, other than yourself, who do you think is the most talented player on the Ice Caps?
Oh,
that's a hard question. It's a hard question, well, John from Twitter.
I don't know, like, stuff. I mean, all guys are talented. It's to play in this team, this league, you have to be talented. You have to be, you know, you have to work hard. But I don't know.
Or who's someone you look up to? that you go to for advice?
Well, obviously older guys, but maybe most talented, I would say Charles Houdon. I really like how he plays and the way the skill he has, so I really like it.
And then Danny from Montreal wants to know, what do you miss most about home?
Home?
Yeah.
Everything. I don't know, my parents, my friends, just the atmosphere and the culture.
Yeah.
And just the city. I born there, and I don't know, I didn't be in for a long time there, so I'm really excited to go back. And yeah, my parents a lot. I mean, I didn't see them for a while, so.
Yeah, and you just told me that you don't really like to exercise. So what's your least favorite exercise during workouts and training?
I don't know. Probably, I like jump. I like to jump, you know, over maybe something, mm-hmm. or on something. Jump and, I don't know, maybe bench press.
So what's your least favorite? Bench press?
Maybe, yeah. Let's say bench press. Okay. I'm not good at that anyways.
And then Randy from Waterloo wants to know, what is your plan for the off season?
I'll go home, back Moscow right away, I think, and we'll see from that. I need to make new visas and stuff, so we'll see. We'll go from there. I'll go home first, and I'll decide after that.
What's the first thing you're gonna do when you get home to Russia?
Go hang out with my parents a lot. Try to see all my friends, which is a lot of friends. I didn't see them for 3 years, and maybe go for a vacation somewhere.
Oh, okay,
we'll see. We'll figure out.